That was some kind of virus. Something said a virus was up or something. Hey, what was the name of the those Democrats? Right. Okay. What'd you say? I'm at the radio station. I did that already. I'll tell you about it. All right. There it is. I'm noticing that the radio is real solid now. Did we make some changes? Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jeff in the air chair today. And forgive my voice, I have laryngitis. And so I'm going to try to get through this day and be as calm as I possibly can so I don't mess nothing up here. And that's what we do here. Listen, it is Tracy and friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. And our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. And we'd like you to give us a call. We can hear you, and everything is up and running like it's supposed to be right now. And also want to mention our sponsor. Our sponsor is Window World here in Youngstown, Ohio, located at 8070 Southern Boulevard in Boardman, Ohio, just south of the Southern Park Mall. For a free in-home estimate, call 330-726-0200 or 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And I think that you'll like the product that they have. They have a very, very good product, and what they say at the end of their commercials is, we not only stand behind our windows, but we stand on them. And that's to show you how strong the Window World windows are, and which I think is an excellent way to show it. But anyway, Window World, give them a call, and make sure you get your springtime windows put in place so that by next winter you're saving a whole lot of money on gas and electric, whichever one you have. Anyway, this I am Jay Green. And I want to bring up something here because there's a lot going on in the news. And I want to know how many people have ever heard of the Justice Democrats. That's the Justice Democrats. Now, reason why I'm asking is because I heard something today that I don't know whether it's absolutely true or not, but I heard that the Justice Democrats, Democrat is an American Progressive Political Action Committee founded on January 23rd of 2017 by Mr. Kyle Kulinski of Secular Talk and Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks and former leadership from the 2016 Bernie Sanders presidential campaign. They had a particular thing that they were doing. And what they were doing is they were going across the United States and they were trying to bring on board people to run for office in 2016 into the 2018 time frame as well. And so what they did is they recruited people that would take on the far left, you know, progressive mindset and really stand beside it. That's how you got the one of notoriety, Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, she says she was from the Bronx, and from what is being reported is she really isn't from the Bronx. She's really from upstate New York, and she was a bartender, and they found her in a bar and decided that they were going to try to recruit her. I don't know why exactly. Maybe it was because of her looks. Maybe it was because of how she could speak or, you know, how she carried on. Whatever it was, she was the perfect candidate to bring out what you would say the new Green Deal. That's what I'm talking about, the new Green Deal. Far left as you can possibly get. And ridiculous to even consider doing. Now, this organization, they're saying right now they have only about 1.4 $1 million in their kitty. But you don't need a whole lot of money to do a whole lot of damage to people. So I want people to know, especially those that are either AOC supporters or Bernie supporters, that there's no way that what they're saying that they want to do could possibly work. It's just not possible. You can't afford it, and the whole thing that they're trying to do is to put all of this stuff on the government and overload the government and cause it to fail. That's what one Mr. George Soros did with the English pound, and shorted it and made hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, in Britain. Understand that what you're seeing is not just somebody's far left ideas, but this is a far left attempt to destroy the country that you live in called America. It's not about Republican, Democrat, because progressives are in both parties. It's not about a whole lot of different things that we think it is, the dynamics. It's not about Russian collusion, which there is none of concerning the Trump campaign anyway. So, I mean, we're gonna be looking at these situations and trying to keep you informed on what's going on and why it's going on. So I want you to give me a call at 516-595-8258 and tell me if you've ever heard of the Justice Democrats and how many people out there believe that AOC is a real person. I just couldn't imagine that they were able to find a place where people would actually vote for her, but they did, and they, not to insult people who did or do vote for her, but you have to start thinking about what people are saying. You have to start thinking about why people are saying these really weird things. The new Green Deal is not reachable at all. You'll never, ever, ever, ever be able to accomplish what they talking about accomplishing. Not only that, to be carbon emission free, in a few years, does that make any sense to anybody? At the very least, you can go out in the woods and start a fire to keep yourself warm at night. Who's going to go carbon emission free? And then on top of that, over the last 10 years, the United States has reduced its carbon output by 30%. Now, they're crying that the United States is the biggest, problem with carbon emissions, and that's not true whatsoever. China, by far, who doesn't use a single scrubber on smokestacks or doesn't do a single thing to pull back or pay for the carbon that they emit. But they want the United States to do this at a huge cost to the United States. So now, AOC is not named Alexandria. Her name is Sandy. She's not from the Bronx. She's from upstate New York. You have been snookered, and we're going to go to break here on Tracy and Friends on WHKZ AM 1440. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back. Good morning, everybody. Facebook Live. And we're back here on WHKZ AM 1440. You are listening to Tracy and Friends. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. And we're here talking to you about what's on our mind and wanting to hear from you about what's on your mind. You know, it's important that we get the ideas out in the public. And here it is again. We have Nancy Pelosi taking aim at Donald Trump for 2020. And you got Upchuck Schumer right on her side. And, you know, I'm loving this. I'm loving this because the Democrats really have nobody of stature to run for office. Everybody has some type of take back that just is not going to work in the the public domain right now. It may 10 years from now some things might work. Let's take Mayor Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is, with his as he calls it, what he calls it is his husband or whatever, and that they want to have children, but the campaign has just put that on the side for a while. Listen, I understand that people want to be regular. But Pete, you're not a woman. You're not going to have children because you do not have the plumbing that it takes to have children. You can beget children, and that would be a trick to see how that one's going to happen. But I'm just not with it. I'm just not with it. I don't think people are going to vote for you because you already have diminished yourself by identifying yourself how you have sex. I'm not interested in voting for a person because of how they do have or don't have sex. That is not my business. That is really nobody's business, and I resent you bringing it out and, you know, more or less trying to make it an issue so somebody can say something to you that you don't like. And then, therefore, you're going to say, if Mike Pence has a problem, he has a problem with my creator. Listen, I'm going to use a little bit of what they call mother wit or wisdom. Hey, Pete, guess what? I was born with bronchial asthma. Do you think that I want to have bronchial asthma? And do I go out and identify myself, hi, I'm Jeff Green, and I had bronchial asthma? No. No. So do I have a problem with my creator, or is my state caused by us being born in sin and shaping in iniquity? I'm no better than you are, Pete, and I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying, let's be real and quit identifying ourselves with how we have sex. That's not anybody's business, and I don't want to know that. Okay? Some things are reprehensible to me. Okay? Messing with a child, that's reprehensible to me. I can't take that. But some people think that they're in love with children, and they seek to have sex with children. Is that something that we should say is okay? Before it's over, I guarantee you somebody's going to try to legalize it. And then somebody may be up there trying to light up the White House in colors of Sesame Street or something. I don't know. I know that's silly. But seriously, serious business. Does that make sense to you? I don't think so. It doesn't make sense to me. And so let's not do it. Let's talk about what you believe in. You're far left, left-wing, Lakeloon liberal. And I say Lakeloon because it doesn't, what you're saying, it doesn't match. It's not going to work. It's impossible to get some things done that you guys are decrying. Medicare for all. You can't do it, and I don't think people want Medicare for all. And my sidekick has come in. Hey, man, you got a whole lot of chutzpah coming in here with a pink shirt on, man. It's, I'm talking about Pete Buttigieg. So I don't know.
And that means what? What is your point?
You got what's?
This is fuchsia.
It is fuchsia.
There you go.
But anyway, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome Dr. Rodney Hill. And what is your title, Dr. Hill? You are a...
I am the greatest.
F-A-G, what is it?
F-A-C-O-G.
F-A-C-O-G.
Fellow of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
Absolutely.
All right.
So, any of you ladies out there, what is going on here? This thing is making noise.
So, question, what is Medicare for all?
Medicare for all.
No one has an answer.
I have an answer.
Do you?
It's the destruction of the healthcare system. Because everybody would, see, they want everybody to get the same healthcare.
But no one says what it is.
Well. He said one thing, it costs $32 trillion over 10 years. And that would also put people on a situation where it's impossible for them to get care.
Now, would they be private insurance also?
Mm-mm. private insurance got to go bye-bye, and your taxes have to go up, bye-bye.
Now, you understand, in Medicare for All, you can't have anything that you want. They dictate what you get.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah. That's how it works now.
Yes. And if you're too old or too sick or too whatever,
they dictate what treatment you get.
You are SOL.
Yeah. No, that's how it is now.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So crazy Bernie, who probably is going to win.
But there are people who want that. They don't know what it is, but
they
want
it. They
don't
know what it is. They think they want it.
Sounds good.
Listen, the dog that chases the bus, he wants that tire.
Until he gets the tire.
Until he grabs it. I had a traumatic experience as a child.
You caught a bus?
No, I didn't. No. We were sled riding down our hill, and Tippy, a little black dog from across the street, down across the street that we were sled riding in.
You ran over the dog?
I did not.
Okay.
But the dog was chasing the bus down High Street in Youngstown, Ohio, when I was about, I must have been about 12, 13. Tippy caught the bus, and he took a bite out of crime, and the bus did whoop, whoop. And Tippy was gone from the hotline. He was gone from the hotline. Doc Hill. I mean, Tippy just was. He stayed alive for a little while, and we just kind of went over and watched him die. I guess we'd say he was just like, he was like this.
That's not funny.
It's not funny at all. I felt bad for Tippy. It was traumatic.
I'm an animal lover.
Yeah, but although Tippy used to chase me when I delivered papers,
yeah,
I wasn't glad to see Tippy get run over. Okay. But Tippy got run over, and I felt so bad for Tippy. And
be careful what you wish for. That's what that
right.
means.
That's the moral of the story. That's the moral of the story.
Be careful what you wish for.
You don't want Medicare for All, because Medicare for All means a little bit of health care for all. Not a whole lot.
No, what happens, you say, doctor, I want X medication. Mm-hmm. And the answer is, well, Medicare doesn't cover that. But I want it. Well, if you want to pay for it, you can have it. But otherwise, Medicare doesn't cover it.
That's right.
Well, why not?
Because it is socialized medicine.
Because they're going to cover what works at the cheapest cost. Bottom line.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whoops, there it is.
Yeah. You may not like it, but it works. So that's what you're going to have, unless you want to buy it.
Unless you want to buy it for yourself. This is true.
Yeah.
And so, but the thing is you're not going to be able to buy it for yourself. That's the whole thing. Now, there's going to be a black market, I'm sure. There has to be. Okay, so let's put it like this. You can get different types of, treatments overseas.
Right.
You can go to Canada. You can go down to
Mexico,
and get some things. And, you know, and some of these things work.
Maybe docs will move to Mexico.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to have people getting out of it, because I had a good doctor.
Well, you know now there's what's called concierge medicine.
Yes.
Those are docs that are outside of the system.
Right.
And they just take cash.
And see, when that new system comes in, they're going to be out there on the black market, because they're not going to be allowed to do that.
You think they would think they won't be?
Won't be.
That means that'll be illegal. Then what will happen to the doc who's doing that?
If he gets caught, he's
going to go to jail?
Listen, it's going to be the medical cartel. That's what we're going to have. Because guess what? Your R&D goes away if you go to Medicare for All. Everything goes away that needs to, bolster the system, and we'll be in huge trouble. But neither here nor there, we're going to
pay. How are the docs going to get paid?
Oh, by whatever cash you can pay them, or
no, in a Medicare for all system, that means everybody, all the docs get paid by Medicare.
Well, we're going to see how that works. We're going to be right back, but now we're going to pay a bill or two. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WHKZ AM 1440. Give us a call, 516-595-8258. We'll see you back on the other side.
Oh, you singing over the weekend?
No, I... And a procedure to bolster up my vocal cords. They atrophy. One of them did, so...
Okay.
Friday, I got it shot up. And I can... You know, I'm still rough. But I can feel that it's closing like it's supposed to.
Okay. Huh. So, who did it?
Dr. Bryson up in Cleveland.
Oh, he went to Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, the question about AOC is this. You know, the guy she beat was the guy that was next in line for speaker once Nancy Pelosi stepped down.
Right.
So how the heck did he lose? That's the question.
Because that, you know, I'm gonna say it.
He had been there for years.
We'll bring it back up on the other side. I'm going to wonder whether Timmy will survive.
Oh, Tim Ryan.
Yeah,
he's likable. He's a likable guy.
He is a likable guy.
But that's why he'll survive.
Well, I don't know this year. I don't know in 2020.
Yeah, he's likable.
I don't know in 2020.
You don't think so?
Because if he's still far along in the race.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to be able to juggle. See, he's looking at a vice presidential spot because he does not have president. He's not presidential material in my book.
You know what? If he was the guy in Indiana.
Buttigieg?
Yeah.
You remember I told you that, and then you said, no, nobody's going to go for this.
No one is.
He's not going to go for
no
this.
No one is.
But he looks. You know, he looks better, but when he stands up there and I just can't take that stance. No one's
going to go for that.
Not in this day and age yet.
To think about it, Donald Trump or a... I'm just being straightforward. You know, I mean, that's what it will come down to. Think about it. Just being honest.
Right.
That's what it will come down to.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Man, you playing some sure enough vintage right there. I love this song. But anyway, we're back. Tracy and Friends on WHKZ AM 1440. And the call-in number here is 516-595-8258. And we're here talking about what's on our mind. They want to hear from you about what's on your mind. And what's on my mind right now is talking about Window World. Window World is owned by Fred and Pat Moran, and they have the best replacement windows in the valley. They're located at 8070 Southern Boulevard in Boardman, just south of Southern Park Mall. If you want to get an in-home estimate, call 330-726-0200 or 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And let them know you heard about it on Tracy and Friends. And so we're here about talking about that. So now, Dr. Hill, my Wednesday counterpart and now savior, since Tracy is not here. Oh, guess what? You were talking about people that you think might come up, and you said, how did AOC beat the guy that was next in line to be Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. You were saying that was really odd, and I agree with you. So expound, sir.
How did it happen?
I don't know, but did you hear, have you ever heard of the Justice Democrats?
No.
Okay, Justice Democrats are an American Progressive Political Action Committee that was founded in January of 2017 by Kyle Kulinski of Secular Talk and Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks.
Now, the Young Turks, I've heard that name. Who
yeah.
are they?
I don't know. I have to look up.
I've heard the name.
I have to look up the Young Turks because the Young Turks are doing their thing as well. Let's see what the Young Turks are. But, you know, with the Young Turks, they more or less are another far-left group. People don't understand what these people are doing. Okay, it says their news commentary program focusing on current events and topics. And that guy, Cenk Uygur, is the program creator. And Ben Mankiewicz, Jill Pike, and Anna Kasparian. And so, but only one guy writes for that show, and that's Cenk Uygur. So you're getting a single-minded view.
Now, is it on cables or somewhere, or where is this?
Episodes. Where are they at? I don't know.
I've heard the name, but I don't.
Yeah.
Other than I've heard the name.
Yeah, yeah. Brett, have you ever watched the Breakfast Club?
No.
I don't watch it either, and I'm looking to see how they handle some things because this getting ready to be a whole lot of subterfuge going on when these reports start coming out about, the Mueller report coming out tomorrow. Okay, and if Donald Trump is exonerated, it's going to be H-E double hockey sticks to pay for.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I know so. See, they already have the facts on several investigations that, that pointed to Hillary Clinton.
So now the question is this. When will the unredacted version come out? It will come out.
Well,
but when? That's the question.
It can't come out for a long time because they're doing investigations off of this investigation.
But there's always a leak.
You're going to get leaks.
You know.
And you're going to get spin. Man, they're going to spin better than a amusement park ride. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, you look at it from this perspective, a lot of people will make money off of the report.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of news agencies will make a lot of money.
Well, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Did you watch Bernie Sanders the other day?
No.
Hall?
I did not.
Why
I heard about
not?
It.
Did you go see him out in Lordstown?
This was on Sunday?
Yeah.
I was watching the NBA playoffs. And Tiger Woods.
Tiger!
That's what I was doing.
Tiger
That's what
thing.
Most people in America were doing.
I believe you're right.
No, for real.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Tiger did his thing.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of was letting TV watch me Sunday. But other than that, hey, that's the whole thing. But yeah, my TV watches me very well sometimes.
Yeah. Back in the old days, you wake up, it would be snow, but no more.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, 24 hours.
Or the national anthem.
Fox News puts the national anthem on every morning at 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it the other morning, and I said, "Oh, okay," because I'm up about 5:30, 6 o'clock every day. Don't know why I'm up at 5:30, 6 o'clock every day because I don't want to be. But
it's just habit.
Just habit.
What the heck?
But it works for me because sometimes I get to take a nap back in the day again. And so it's all good. It's all good. But anyway, so we have the Young Turks. AOC, her name is not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It is Sandy Cortez.
But she is from some other country. Yes, no.
No, she's not.
She has an accent. It has to be from someplace.
She's not
have
from
accent.
Brooklyn. She's from upstate New York, which is enough accent.
But she lives in Brooklyn or lived in Brooklyn or something that way, shape, or form.
And they recruited her. This Justice Democrats they recruited her out of the bar.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why the guy that's around her, that they say messed with some money, he's a millionaire.
Okay, so she's getting paid. So hey,
oh, but she's,
life is good.
You see how she dresses?
Life is good.
My God, she's a good trade-off.
She's having a good time. Life is good.
Oh my God, hey, listen.
Hey,
it's the American way, right?
Oh yeah.
I can't take it.
Oh yeah. As Don King says, only in America.
Only in America.
Hey.
Don King, yeah. Crazy as he can be. I love Don King.
Only in America. Hey.
Don King beat out the mob. Don King beat out a whole lot of people to survive.
Oh yeah.
And is none the poorer for it.
Nope. Only in America.
Only. So anyway, what else is going on, Dr. Hill? Because I'm, like I said, I'm here struggling.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I literally hear you.
But it's not a struggle.
Uh-huh.
It just
sounds struggle.
It just sounds like a struggle.
Gotcha.
I'm actually pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
The weather is changing. I love warm weather. I can't stand cold weather. It's just not for me.
Well, you know, well, the Sunday, the rainstorm was, oh my goodness.
Did you see that?
I was driving when it occurred.
I couldn't see
a thing.
I was over in PA.
And it lasted for about 15 minutes, and it went away.
Yeah, yeah. I was in PA, and at rehearsal, one of the guys is from the band's house. And he has these trees in the back.
Uh-huh.
He said, you might want to move your car.
Did it fall down?
No,
okay.
None of them fell. There's
okay.
A whole woods full of these trees that
yeah.
are about 75 foot tall. I said, whoa.
But no, I could not see. I was driving. I could not see for about 15 minutes.
Oh,
then
yeah.
It stopped.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming again. There's more coming.
Is it really?
that was terrible. Terrible was going on there. But anyway, I'm really mesmerized with this. What do people think is really going on in the United States when we want to overload the border?
Well, you understand the average person doesn't think. You understand that, right?
They amuse themselves. This is true.
Yeah, no, the average person is easily manipulated. Very easily manipulated.
That's what I was trying to get to
yeah.
with these young, you saying young Turks, and Justice Democrats. They have pulled the wool over the eyes of a lot of people, because AOC has backing. People kind of follow her. And I'm just saying, why are you following her? Why are you making an attempt?
She's charismatic.
I don't know.
That's
about
why.
That.
Oh, yeah. She's charismatic.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She's not charismatic to me. And maybe just because I know better.
But no, she is. She's charismatic, and she knows she's working the crowd.
Mm. Well, she's being paid to work the crowd.
But she knows she's working the crowd. I mean, she knows she's working the crowd.
She's doing her thing.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Heck, yeah. I ain't hating.
So how did you respond to the fire at Notre Dame day before yesterday? You had the same reaction.
Is that a
I
trick
did.
Question?
No.
Oh.
You had the same reaction I did.
I mean, the building caught on fire. How did it start? Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to tell me what you think. But
it's a historic building.
I've been there, Doc.
You know,
I've been in that building. I toured it.
I looked
at a lot of the art and a lot of the things that were in it. And, you know, it was mesmerizing.
Yeah.
As far as,
it's a tragedy. Sure, it's tragic.
Yeah, it's very tragic.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any emotion about it. And
Am I supposed to?
Well, I put that on Facebook. I said.
Well, I guess if you're Catholic, you probably have more of an emotion to it.
I guess.
If you're Catholic.
Did you see all the money that they've already got?
What, 100 million pledged or something like that?
One person pledged 100 million. Listen, whoever that is, will you please give me a call? I can build a church right here.
But I'm curious, how did it get out of hand so quickly?
I don't know.
That's what I want to get out of. Because I guess I heard that there was an alarm. They went to check it out. They couldn't find anything.
They couldn't find it at first.
And then all of a sudden, boom, it was out of control.
Well, we're going to see that back on the other side. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Jeff and Dr. Hill are here, 516-595-8258. See you back on the other side.
But, I mean, it's a tragic occurrence, but...
I can almost care less, it, in a sense, because...
But probably, if you were a Catholic, it would mean more, you know, I guess. I don't know. You probably need to ask someone that's Catholic, I would guess. Probably would.
I'm really...
I mean, Notre Dame means the Fighting Irish. I don't know.
It means Our Lady of something.
Oh, yeah. Our Lady, but the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Place was old, archaic. The wood, you know, was just...
They said it had been built in, what, 1200, the 12th century?
Uh-huh.
That'd be 1300s. No, that'd be 1100s, the 12th century.
Whatever it was. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Huh.
But, man.
Now, I heard someone say, is it due to, does what's going on now, you know, with a priest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know.
Oh.
I heard someone say that.
Somebody could make that argument, I guess.
I don't know.
Karma?
Hey. Yeah, I don't know.
Who's to say, right?
I don't know.
And we're back here on WHKZ AM 1440. Dr. Hill and I on Tracy and Friends. It is Wednesday, the 17th of April, Avril, in the French language.
In honor of Notre Dame?
In honor of Notre Dame. I can't remember how to say honor. I think it's honor.
Say your honor.
Honor.
Sounds
honor.
Good. It works.
Oui, monsieur.
Yeah, it works.
Je ne comprends pas le français.
Oui, monsieur. Si.
Yes.
C'est la vie, là. I don't know. It works.
And he's not been talking about it. He just had to powder his nose. Yeah, the French were kind of prissy, weren't they?
Hey.
Prissy people. But anyway, we'll leave that alone.
Yeah.
Because people will then be angry that we said somebody's prissy. Oh, you're coming against their sexual proclivities. No, they can do what they want to do. I don't want to hear about what they want to do. That's the difference. I only want to know about what I'm going to do, okay?
That's
it.
There you go.
That's it. Who cares about other people?
There you go.
Yeah. So, anyway, you ever hear of a guy named David Harris Jr.?
No.
Okay.
Does he owe me money?
Have you ever practiced in California?
No.
Then he don't owe you, know.
Who is that?
David Harris is a black conservative.
Okay.
And he wrote a book called Why I Couldn't Remain Silent. And he goes back through. He's African-American. I did say that, African-American.
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when I went to the White House, he interviewed me.
Okay.
Down there. And he wrote this book called I Just Couldn't Keep Still, because he figured out how the abortion thing was really, really devastating the black community. And it, even though in some instances, you know, people shouldn't be having children. Okay, in a lot of instances, people shouldn't be
right.
having children.
Right, no, definitely, definitely.
But at the same time, you have to change how the people act.
True.
Versus killing the kids off. Okay, because you kill these children off, and you don't have a posterity to look forward to. And this is the trick of Margaret Sanger, who still is getting it done from the grave. She is very successful. Now, I'm not saying there's not a reason for whatever. I leave that alone.
Right.
Because that's not my call. It's only the call in my life if something happens like that for me.
Correct.
Okay, I can't make it for my family members. I can't make it for anybody else but me. And so, but he's getting a lot of play right now because his whole mindset on it was that, you know, how did Margaret Sanger get black preachers to coalesce and take on the performing of abortion in America? They were backing it at a particular time.
Now, why were they backing it?
I don't know. And he doesn't offer up the explanation.
Right, right.
But I think it came down to the fact of you probably just, even at a time long time ago, you had a lot of unwed mothers.
Right.
Because when you got pregnant up north,
you went down south. Yeah, they stayed with your aunt.
Stayed with auntie, and yeah. you had that baby, and then you came back with another with a little brother or sister. You know, you came back up north.
Oh yeah.
So that might have been why they did it, but it didn't make sense. That's just like saying, well, okay. There's too many people in the house. let's shoot a couple of us, and then you will have less people in the house. It's like that.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. Only see because it's a baby that you don't see.
Interesting concept.
Yeah. It's a baby.
Interesting concept. Not a funny concept, but
no,
an interesting concept.
No, it's not funny at all. I mean, crazy.
It's a Arsenio Hall. Things that make you go, oh, yeah, okay.
But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. This is crazy. And so.
Now, I will tell you this. Now, it's interesting that people may not have money, but they can find money for certain things.
Always.
That's for real.
My kids don't have enough to eat. This, that, and other. But you tatted up and down your whole body. Do you know how much a tattoo costs?
I don't have any. I don't know.
I don't either. But they cost money. A whole lot of money.
Look, I know you have to pay cash up front. That I do know. You can't get it on credit. Can't get it on layaway.
You can't get it with an EBT card. Okay?
Yeah.
So where are these starving kids in America? Because I don't think no child is starving because there's not food there to feed him. I think somebody has mismanaged the ability to buy food or to procure food, and has not been responsible to get that food to feed that child. Because I think people just get real frustrated. I think that life puts a frustration point on you.
That it does.
And when you're sitting up there and you don't know how to make ends meet, and you make one mistake and you go pleasure yourself with something, and you're out of link, and you have to have a house, you have to have a roof, and there's a lot of people that don't have roofs, okay, these days. California's streets are full of homeless, and that yet they want to be sanctuary cities. I don't know where they're going to sanctuary these people, but
let them battle it out. I don't know.
Well, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be.
I don't know.
They're going to kill them in the street, dog. They're going to be killing them. And I don't know. I'm just really, really upset. at the thought and ability, or I should say at the thought that we are living irresponsibly and not paying attention to being responsible so that we can get out of.
I would say we're living irresponsibly, but yet on some level being compensated for living
irresponsibly. For our irresponsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps. And this goes to both sides of the aisle. Both sides of the aisle, like poor people. Okay. Two reasons. One, the Democrats like it because they're coming up and they're going to be voters in the future. The Republicans like it because the Chambers of Commerce want to have free or low-cost labor.
Yeah.
That's it, not free. You can't do that anymore. We had a war about that. So you're not getting free labor, but you're getting almost free labor.
Yeah, low. Yeah.
You're paying pennies on the dollar.
Off the books.
Oh, totally off the books. And that's lovely. You know, the number one way that Mexico and all the Central American countries make money?
How? Besides the cartel.
Besides the cartel. Remittance. In other words, people come here to America.
Oh, send the money back.
That's right. Legally or illegally. And then they send money back home.
Yeah.
That's the number one industry.
Oh, yeah.
For these countries. But anyway, we're going to get up out of here. Thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends on WHKZ AM 1440. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. Hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you all. And come on, pay attention, people. Pay attention, and let's change America for the better. Bye-bye now.
Oh, man. So how did they do the procedure? They made an incision or just gave you an injection? Okay, what, steroid injection?